Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. I'm Layla Mutin, your host. You can download this podcast. This podcast is normally uploaded to drhoffman.com most Fridays. If you want to email me your questions, send it to radioprogram@aol.com. That is radioprogram@aol.com. I love reading your questions, your comments, topics of interest, so do feel free. March is National Nutrition Month. And I know you're getting this toward the end of March, but it's a reminder to eat healthfully all year long. Now, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics has 19 health tips for the year 2019. And some of these are things that I could actually get behind. So let's just go through some of these so you are reminded to eat healthfully all year long. Number one, eat breakfast. Start your morning with a healthy breakfast. This should include some lean protein. Maybe it's going to include some vegetable, fruit, following your breakfast. Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics is recommending try making a breakfast burrito with scrambled eggs, cheese, salsa, on a whole wheat tortilla, or a parfait with yogurt, fruit, and whole grain cereal. Now, some of these, I'm editing what I'm reading to you right now, because what the Academy is saying is make it lean protein, make it use low-fat cheese, use a low-fat yogurt. We don't need to be concerned about the fat. In fact, having fat in the morning at breakfast, like in your egg yolks, like in full-fat cheese or a full-fat yogurt, will give you more satiety, will help you feel fuller longer than doing anything low-fat. And if you are somebody who can withstand the carbohydrate load, yeah, maybe you can have a yogurt parfait with the granola in there and cereal. But in my experience, most people do better starting a day with their protein and inherent fat, like an omelet, like maybe the leftovers from your dinner or your lunch the previous day, some chicken or a little egg salad or some leftover salmon. Maybe you'll have a can of sardines in the morning with a little chopped red onion and mustard, right? You've heard of lox and bagels. Well, pardon me, have the lox. Just don't put it on a bagel. It's a lot of carbs. You know, a New York bagel is 5 slices of bread. That's a big carbohydrate load in the morning. So what that will do is cause your blood sugar to surge up and then crash. Not a great way to start your day. Have that lox on a bed of greens, arugula. Have some sliced avocado with that. If you can have dairy, if you're not allergic, put a little smear of cream cheese on that lox or smoked salmon. Roll it up and eat it. It's delicious. Chop up that lox with a little onion, a little dill, and slice up into rounds some cucumber. Use that as your cracker or your chip or your bread, if I may. And it's a wonderful way to have breakfast. Number two, make half of your plate fruits and vegetables. Definitely make half of your plate vegetables. Fruits and veggies add color, flavor, texture, plus vitamins, minerals, and fiber to your plate. Make 2 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of vegetables your daily goal. Experiment with different types, including fresh, frozen, and canned. Now with canned, here's a caveat. You know, there's many cans are lined with BPA. You want to be careful. You want to source it well. But some brands aren't, like Eden Foods. They're canned products. They use a tree resin instead of a plastic liner. So there's no BPA there. Now, make half your plate veggies. Absolutely. And follow that with a piece of fruit as your dessert. Fruit is the new dessert. And that's the way to eat fruit. Not necessarily on an empty stomach, but as a dessert. It's a nice way to top off a meal. Number three, watch your portion sizes. This is big. Watch your portion sizes. Get out the measuring cups. See how close your portions are to the recommended serving size. Now, this is a topic for a whole podcast, honestly. Use half your plate for fruits and vegetables, the other half for grains and lean protein foods. Now, I'm going to beg to differ with that. If you're on a grain-free diet, which is something I recommend to most people who struggle with weight, metabolic syndrome, diabetes, pre-diabetes, overweight issues, all of that, blood pressure, you want to be careful with that. Now, when you watch your portions, let me give you an example. You can, say, pick up a bottle of juice, right? I'm not a fan of drinking juice. I'm always going to prefer you eat an orange than pick up a bottle of orange juice. But you want to read the label and check out your portion sizes there. A lot of people will pick up a bottle of juice or a juice drink and drink the whole thing. That could be 16 ounces. But what you're getting right there is 2 servings, not one. Because a beverage serving is 8 ounces, not 16. Another thing to watch your portions with are nuts and seeds. Because this, if we really let ourselves be free with eating nuts and seeds, can enter the caloric stratosphere. So you want to be careful there. 1 ounce, not more than 2 ounces a day, is good. What's 1 ounce? The almond board has a really nice ad. 1, 2, 3. 1 ounce equals 23 almonds. So the amount that could fit into the palm of your hand, if you don't have a very small hand, that you can wrap your fingers around is generally 1 ounce. Number 4, be active. Oh, absolutely. Regular physical activity has many health benefits. Start by doing what exercise you can. Children and teens should get 60 or more minutes of physical activity per day, and adults at least 2 hours and 30 minutes per week. You don't have to hit the gym. Take a walk after dinner, or play a game of catch or basketball. I'm a big fan of exercise. It is part of the equation of a healthy, long-lasting life. You want to get up and move around. And I'm a big fan of, if you loathe exercise, find a sport that you enjoy. Somebody wrote in, Dr. Hoffman and I talked about it on podcast. Somebody emailed us about pickleball. Pickleball is a wonderful idea. It's a cross between badminton and tennis. That could be a fun, fun sport. Get out, move around, go out for a walk after a meal. It's great for digestion and you'll feel better. So definitely be active, be physically active every day, or at least most days of the week. Do what you can. Walking is great. If you are walking, make it a brisk walk. Walk up some hills. Do that if you're outside walking. We're getting into warmer weather now, thankfully. But if you're home on a treadmill, up that incline for yourself. Make it a little challenging. Make sure that you're breathing deeply, that your cheeks are getting rosy, all of that. Take a look in the mirror after your workout. Make sure you've got some rosy cheeks going on. Number five, get to know food labels. Reading the nutrition facts panel can help you shop and eat or drink smarter. Absolutely. Read the nutrition facts label. Look at the carbohydrate content. Look at the calorie content. More importantly, look at the portions. How many portions are in there? Check that out so you know that you're not overdoing it. That's what the nutrition facts panel is there for. Number six, fix healthy snacks. Healthy snacks can sustain your energy levels between meals, especially when they include a combination of foods. Now, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics is advising that you choose from two or more of the My Plate food groups, which include grains, fruits, vegetables, dairy, and protein. You know, they're suggesting try raw veggies with low-fat cottage cheese. I would say to you, try raw veggies with full-fat cottage cheese or guacamole or some hummus. They're recommending try a tablespoon of peanut butter with an apple or a banana. That sounds good. That sounds good. Number seven, consult an RDN. What's an RDN? A registered dietitian nutritionist. Somebody like me. Whether you want to lose weight, lower your health risks, or manage a chronic disease, consult the experts. Registered dietitian nutritionists can help you by providing sound, easy to follow, personalized nutrition advice. I could get fully behind that. And if you're a subscriber to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, you've seen my article recently about the very necessary nutrition consult. It should be a part of your healthcare. It should be a mandatory part of your healthcare. Number eight, follow food safety guidelines. Reduce your chances of getting sick with proper food safety. This includes regular hand washing, separating raw foods from ready-to-eat foods, cooking foods to the appropriate temperature, and refrigerating food promptly. Learn more about food safety at www.homefoodsafety.org. That's www.homefoodsafety.org. All right. You want to cook foods to their proper temperature. Have a cooking thermometer. I keep also a thermometer in my refrigerator. Why? I want to make sure I've got the proper temperature for my cold foods, right, in the fridge. You want to make sure that temperature is 40 or below, really below 40, 39, 38 is good. And certainly your freezer should be at freezing temperatures. So make sure that you're practicing food safety. This is important. And hey, everybody, the rule on leftovers, Your food does not last a whole week in the refrigerator. If you cooked a chicken on Sunday and you've not finished it by Wednesday, it should really go in the garbage by Wednesday. 3 days is it, not a week. Number 9, drink more water. Quench your thirst with water instead of drinks with added sugars. Stay hydrated and drink plenty of water, especially if you're active, are an older adult, or live or work in hot conditions. Remind yourself to drink. And please remember that as we get older, we tend to lose our ability to feel thirsty. So you need to remind yourself to at least sip some water all day long. Now, thirst can often masquerade as hunger. If you're wondering why you're hungry, because you just ate a couple of hours ago, why am I hungry again? It could be that you're thirsty. So test yourself. Drink a glass of water. And see, maybe you were just thirsty. You may be surprised that you were just thirsty and you're not hungry after all. This is a very good idea. And you know what? People ask me, how do I know how much water to drink? Well, a good rule of thumb to follow is take your weight in pounds, right? Take your weight and cut it in half. Say you're 140 pounds. Cut it in half, that's 70, and turn it into ounces. So if you're a 140-pound person, 70 ounces you should kind of shoot for. It's all right if it's less than that. It's all right if it's 55 ounces or so, 60 ounces. It's okay. Be ruled by your thirst. Drink water all day long. And if you're really a good vegetable eater and fruit eater, that's also a source of water. You're getting water from your diet. You're getting up to, if you're a really good produce eater, you're getting up to 40% of your water from the produce that you eat, which is great. Always make sure to choose organic, of course, right? And drink pure filtered water, not just from the tap, but filter that water. It's always a good idea. Any non-caffeinated beverage, like a decaf tea or herbal teas, count as water. Again, I'm not a fan of juice. That's a heavy load of sugar right there. So you want to be careful with that. Drink a little more water. Stay hydrated. If you're wondering why you feel fatigue or lack energy when you normally don't, this isn't me, what's going on? Check your water intake. It could be that you're dehydrated. Dehydration doesn't feel good. Okay, so definitely drink more water. Number 10, get cooking. Preparing foods at home can be healthy, rewarding, and cost-effective. Master some kitchen basics, like dicing onions or cooking dried beans. The collection of planning and prep videos at eatright.org/videos will get you started. Go start there. You could look at these videos at www.eatright.org/videos to help get you started. Hey, watch some cooking shows. I love watching cooking shows. I love to watch them chop and everything. It's very decompressing for me to watch all of that. But when you're cooking at home, you're able to control the source of your food, right? You don't know what you're getting in a restaurant, where they got their food, how they sourced it. Is it clean? Is it organic? But you can do that when you cook at home. You can control the amount of seasoning, the sodium, the quality of fats that you're using. You don't necessarily know what you're getting in a restaurant, the types of fats that they're using. Are they using trans fats? Are they using liquid Crisco? Are they using margarine? You don't know. So by cooking at home, you are able to control all of this, which is a good thing, right? And I don't know about you, but the meals I cook at home taste Way better. Unless I'm at a very fancy upscale restaurant, which is an experience in itself. You know what I'm talking about. The foods taste much better. Get a good cookbook. Use seasonings well. Follow certain cuisines, be it Asian, Indian, all of that, even African. They use a variety of seasonings. This can really wake up your taste buds. I could talk about cooking all day long. Start doing it. It's fun. But Layla, I don't have time to come home and cook every night. I'm tired. Hey, I don't either. I don't like to come home and cook every night, but I will batch cook. I will do a lot of cooking, my husband and I, on a Sunday, and we'll do it again on a Wednesday when the food is run out. 2 or 3 days of leftovers, remember, right? And then we cook again for the rest of the week. So do it that way. Follow these particular guidelines, and you will do well for yourself. And because there are so many other recommendations here, I'm going to break this out into a part two. So I want you to stay tuned next week when I'm going to continue with these 19 health tips. We're up to number 10 right now. The 19 health tips for 2019 to help you to stay well, eat right, and all the things that are important in your life. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.